Hello, boys. You might want to make sure it's turned down, Dave, because it might get loud. How many of you guys like rules? Okay. Everybody likes rules, don't they? Here's our rule sheet. I officiate basketball, and I love it. It's a good way to stay connected to the game. It's a good way to minister to youth. When I'm officiating, one thing I like to do is make sure that the players know that the rules will be enforced fairly to everybody. Unfortunately, the fans don't see it that way sometimes. But everybody knows we all have rules. In basketball, there are 38 defined definitions and rules as far as signals. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to have some class participation. Jesse, you keep a hold of these and don't you lose them. Okay? Keep a hold of them now. Keep a hold of that. Don't look at it. Okay? Bruno, I'm glad you're here today. Can you come up here a minute? Man, this is great. I have everything to thank Bruno for. When I used to play, he was a great person to play against. And he's the reason why I quit playing. Because if you look at this, it does. He does. He keeps those sharp. Ralph, would you mind coming up here a second? Now, why I couldn't have played against guys like this, that'd been a lot better. But one of the things I want to do is I'm a visual person. I like to see things. I need to see things. So what I need you two to do is I want you guys to line up like you're going to jump ball. Okay? Now don't get so close to me. Use that white line right there. Come on, Bruno. Get down here on this line. You know how to do that. Have you ever jumped center before?
No. A couple times.
Ralph, have you ever jumped center? Okay, now what I do is, when I go in and talk to the players, the last thing I tell them is, I'm going to throw the ball straight up, and nobody kicks me. Okay, so don't kick me. All right? Are you ready, Bruno? You guys might be ready to catch this, if Ralph gets it. You ready, Bruno?
Okay.
You guys got to act like you're going to jump. All right? Okay. You ready? Here we go. Ralph, what are you doing? Thank you. Now, Ralph, I know that you didn't think you were stupid on that, but how many people in here really thought that Ralph was going to get that tip? You can all stand up. How many of you thought Bruno was going to get that tip? How would Bruno not get that tip? How would Bruno's team not get that? A violation. Okay, you guys know what violations are. Jesse, you've done them before, haven't you? You sit over at that scorebook, he's sitting there shaking his head. That's a terrible call. That's all right, though. We're far enough away, we don't hear what you're saying. But anyway, what I want to do is, I need you to, the first guy that tells me what this call is going to get a free Sprite next week. Right here. Huh? Hitting across the arm, that's one signal, okay? Now, help me out with this. Okay, referee, come. Okay, I forgot my whistle, that's why you didn't call. Here you go. You ready? Whoop! Blocking foul. Good job. Okay. All right. Chuck McCoskey did this all the time in church league. I'm not going to hit my whistle, but we'll pretend. Beep. Charge. Very good. Very good. Okay, can anyone tell me what this is? Huh? I heard double foul over here. Good job. What would a double foul be? That's where you two guys are going at it, and it's like, I haven't called it on you, and I haven't called it on you, and you guys have escalated it, and it's getting really bad. So the chicken way out is, I'm going to call foul on both of you. Okay? There you go. Okay, so like in Bruno and Ralph's instance, the only way Ralph's team would have gotten that ball, outside of him not jumping, would have been a violation. So if Ralph's players are doing what they're supposed to be, staying set, doing what they're supposed to be, doing what they've been coached to be, they would have got the ball. Okay? How many times in life have you been fouled? How many times in your life have you fouled somebody? Today what I'm talking about is in verse 13. If a man pays back evil for good, evil will never leave his house. Has someone wronged you? Is it still possible that you might have messed up? Maybe you've wronged someone else? Is it possible to get over it? Remember Mike Garrow sharing a couple of months ago about the guy he runs into in the grocery store and asked for forgiveness? And what did he do, Mike? He gave it to you, didn't he? You asked for forgiveness. You shared with him. Then Kent Wilson spoke about a sharp tongue. And I didn't see anyone grabbing for the tongue afterwards that Kent brought. But he spoke about a sharp tongue, the edge of the tongue, found in Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns back the wrath, but harsh words stirs up anger. Then Mr. Butcher provided a couple weeks ago in Proverbs 15:13. Kings take pleasure in honest lips, and they value a man who speaks the truth. Today I want to share with you in Proverbs 17. A wicked man listens to evil lips, and a liar pays attention to a malicious tongue. Okay, let's compare our basketball skills. How many of you have ever played basketball? How many of you, has anyone ever not touched a basketball? You're going to get a free basketball. Okay, let's try and focus on the fouls that we've committed or suffered in our lives and apply God's direction to us by living through this. Okay, everyone knows what this signal is? Traveling. How many of you guys travel every day? You go way too fast. You know, at 20 minutes till 11, I left for down here and I forgot something. So man, I'm going real fast. Whose fault is it? It's my fault for not being prepared. The definition of traveling: running with the ball while moving a foot or feet in any direction in excess of prescribed limits while holding the ball. How many of you guys use this excuse in your daily life? The reason why you didn't get your Bible study done, you didn't do your devotion, man, we're going way too fast. We just don't have time. I only have time for this amount. And at the end of the day, man, I'm tired. I got to sit down. I need to put my feet up. How many of you use work for being way too busy as an excuse? Come on, we can all raise our hand. We all know that. Okay, we know we're going too fast. God slows us down when we listen. We also try to justify why we don't get this done or that done because we're way too busy. Okay, the Chuck McCoskey call, the charging foul. Chuck would never foul. The definition of charging: illegal personal contact caused by pushing, moving in an opponent's torso. How many of us have committed this type of foul in a game, in our life? But how many of us has just completely run over somebody with all disregard? I don't care what. I don't like you. I wouldn't run you over. I love you, though. Wouldn't intentionally do it, but How many of us have run over somebody and just kept right on going? We all have. We've all done it. Many times in our life, we get so wrapped up in the game, we get angry. We just want to take it back. You know what? I got 5,000 wrecks. You're going to probably get 4 of them, buddy. I'm going to give you this every chance I get. Is that good? Is it justified? Proverbs 17:24 reads, "A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth." How many times have we remained sensible and kept our focus on God instead of looking back and trying to figure out, how do I get even with Him? We've all tried to get even. But with God's help, He eliminates that. Here's an example that I read about. These guys were in a club setting. It was New Year's, and there were 2 club members that really didn't like each other. And what they did is, this one brother come up to him and said, "Man, Robert, you can forgive him. He's a good guy. You can do that. Come on, just go on up and tell him. Okay, come on, you just go tell him, man, I'm sorry for all the stuff I've done bad against you. I'm sorry. So here's what happened. Robert goes up to him, says, "Man, Phil, I'm really sorry for everything I've always done to you. And we're starting a new year. So what I want to do is I want to wish you a happy new year. And man, please forgive me for everything I've done.
I forgive you.
Thank you. Thank you. But I only want to forgive you for 1 year." "Hey, now wait a minute. I did what I was supposed to. I said I was sorry." So how many of us put limits on that? How many of you put that, you just can't forget about it? You ask him, "Man, I'm sorry. But we can't let that go. We're always keeping it in the back of our head. How many of you have had that done to you? We want to give in. We want to accept their apology or apologize. But yet, we just can't really take a hold of it. What do you think God wants us to do? Forgive and forget? Or just be sorry for a little bit? Okay, back to basketball. What's this call? Block. I know the big guys go like this, but it's supposed to be like that. A blocking foul. Now, how many of you guys ever blocked somebody or something from entering into your life? I think we all have. God's reached out to us. He wants us to take and listen to Him. But man, I've got the blocking foul. I'm not going there. Nope. Not going to do it. Well, verse 17 tells us, "A friend forgives at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." Are you someone's brother? Or are you committing a blocking foul? Are you keeping that guy from being able to accept what God's got for him? You see, God's love's great. So what can we do to remove the stumbling blocks around us? Do you recognize when your brother's struggling a little bit? Do you recognize when he's just not right in tune? Are you blocking him or are you helping him? Are you reaching down to him? Help him up off the floor. Proverbs 17:3, "Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but the Lord tests the heart." How's your heart today, man? Is it in the right place? I think we'd all agree that Huddle's been a great ministry, and it's going to continue to be a great ministry when its men are faithful followers. We need to make sure we're using that in our daily life. Okay, another foul. Here we go. This signal here is like there's not enough room, but boy, when I got a count on, that means you're being closely guarded. And buddy, when that arm gets to 5, I'm going to put my hand up and let you know it. And most of the time they get to four, depending on if you like the coach, if he's yelled at you all night long. And I hear other officials have that all the time. But but anyway, closely guarded. Are you closely guarding your faith? Now think about it. Your faith, are you closely guarding it? Are you sharing it? We all fall down. We all help others up, and we all pick ourselves up. One of the things that you do is when you fall down, what caused you to fall down, who caused you to fall down, and what your action and reactions were during that whole process. Where was your heart? Where was your heart when you were told, man, I'm sorry, but I can't help you up, brother. I'm sorry. That wasn't right. How's wisdom come to enter into your life and your decisions? Your decisions in your family, at work, in the community. I've got another story. It's about two monks. And these two guys saw this old lady sitting on the side of a river. And she wanted to get across the river. But she couldn't because it was too deep. So these two monks walk over and said, here, let us help you. So they hold their hands together and they carry this lady all the way across the river. That was great. Well, about an hour later, these two monks are still walking, and the one guy's going, my back's hurting me a little bit. And the one guy says, well, what's the matter? He says, well, man, my back's hurting me. He said, carrying that lady, she was a little overweight, and that kind of hurt. Well, the one monk says, well, let's keep going. So they walk a little bit farther, and this one guy, now he's starting to limp and drag his leg. Says, man, what's going on? He said, well, man, carrying that lady, man, she was heavy. I think I had the heavier side. He said, no. He said, we all had equal share, but the point was, the one monk had done the job, both of them had done the job, and the one guy decided to carry that burden of carrying that woman for a lot longer than the other guy did. How many times in your life do you carry that burden way too long? I want to share with you three R's. Now, we all know reading, writing, and arithmetic. Never knew about that one. Okay, I want to put a different spin on that. Hopefully this will help strengthen your daily walk. Respect. We all know what respect is. Respect the game. The game is life, men. It's what we're doing every single day. We've got to understand that the rules of life sometimes are fair, sometimes are not. Sometimes we get beat up. But we just need to remember verse 17. A truly wise person uses few words, and a person with understanding is even tempered. Don't allow someone to push you so far that you just lose it. And I think we've all been pushed too hard sometime in your life. If you haven't, God bless you. Satan will try and get you. In James 1:19, my dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen and slow to speak and slow to become angry. Understand the game, men. Don't get drawn into an argument. In verse 14, we find beginning a quarrel is like opening a floodgate. So drop the matter before dispute breaks out. So why do we have people in our lives that really thrive on dissension? I think we all have them. People that really like to keep the pot stirred. It's Satan's way of destroying what God's created. Remember, what is said in verse 11? Evil people seek rebellion, but they will be severely punished. Verse 19 goes on to say, anyone who loves to quarrel loves sin. Anyone who speaks boastfully invites disaster. Okay, number two, respect each other. Respect each other for what God's created, the bonds that you've got, for those that you know and those that you don't know. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. In 1 Thessalonians 4, 11 and 12, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win respect with others outside, so that you will not be dependent on anybody. I think we've all heard and have heard, I know last week when Mr. Vandeleer, when he spoke and spoke of his father being here, we get to heaven on our own merits. It's not what our mom and dads did. Okay. Finally, respect. Respect God. Respect God because He's the one that's He got everything started. Love each other. Love what He's providing for you. Don't take things for granted. Well, 22nd time out, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Okay. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I know it's easy for us to take and go home at the end of the day, and most of the time the people that were the cruelest to are the ones that are closest to us. And, you know, I know our old pastor had used this before, that men speak 18,000 words a day and women speak 30,000 with gusts up to 40. Now, trust me, my wife isn't gusty. So when she says something, I really need to listen. I really need to listen. Got another thing I'd like to share with you. It says, I wish I were honest enough to admit all my shortcomings, brilliant enough to accept flattery without it making me arrogant, tall enough to tower above deceit, and strong enough to treasure love, brave enough to welcome criticism, compassionate enough to understand human frailties, wise enough to recognize my mistakes, and humble enough to appreciate greatness, staunch enough to stand by my friends, human enough to be thoughtful of my neighbor, and righteous enough to be devoted to the true love of God. Okay, guys, one thing I'd like for you to leave with is, we know we've all been tried, we've all had trials, and we've all been pushed to the limits. So you can imagine, what do you think this call here will get you? Technical foul. The technical foul. How many of you guys have ever had a technical foul called on you? You could please all stand up. Please stand up. We all know that technical fouls are tough. One, because you're based on the judgment of the official, and sometimes his judgment is questioned. Maybe a little. One of the things we want to do, though, is make sure that we're guarding ourselves. Because when we lose our temper, when we lose focus on God, when we forget what God's done for us and with us, who do we usually blame? Who should we blame? We blame ourselves.
God has a defined plan for each one of us. When we turn from God, where does that take us? We've got a choice. You've got that choice, or you've got this choice. Please take advantage of what God's blessed you with. Listen to Him. When you're not listening, it's not because He isn't talking. He's got a perfect plan for us when we're obedient, when we listen to Him. Let's pray. Our precious Father, we just thank You for this day. We thank You for Your love, Your guidance, and Your mercy upon us. Lord, we pray each man here today receives that blessing that You want for us. Lord, we thank You for Huddle. We thank You for this gathering of men that can go out and change their families, their workplace, their community, their church. Continue to use us in a mighty and powerful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.